Pope Benedict remembered the murdered Bishop Luigi Patavese after Mass on Sunday in Cyprus. The Mass was launching the Instrumentum Laboris, or working document, for the special Middle East meeting of the Synod of Bishops happening in Rome in October. The bishop was murdered on Thursday by his driver, who authorities say was mentally unstable.
Before I begin, it is only fitting that I recall the late Bishop Luigi Patavese, who as president of the Turkish Catholic Bishops contributed to the preparation of the Instrumentum Laboris, that I am consigning to you today. News of his unfortunate and tragic death on Thursday surprised and shocked all of us. I entrust his soul to the mercy of Almighty God, mindful of how committed he was, especially as a bishop, to interreligious and cultural understanding and to dialogue between the churches. His death is a sobering reminder of the vocations that all Christians share, to be courageous witnesses in every circumstance to what is good, noble, and just.
The Mass began the Pope's last day in Cyprus and marked the solemnity of Corpus Christi. Nearly 6,000 people crammed in the Nicosia Sports Arena, and 2,000 more watched from outside. The Instrumentum Laboris mentioned many of the problems facing the church in the Middle East, ranging from Egypt to Iran. It mentions the rise of a militant political Islam, the exodus of many Christians from the land of Christ's birth, the continuing Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands, as well as the ongoing violence that plagues the region, especially in the Holy Land and Iraq.
I pray that the work of the Special Assembly will help to focus the attention of the international community on the plight of those Christians in the Middle East who suffer for their beliefs, so that just and lasting solutions may be found to the conflicts that cause so much hardship. On this grief matter, I reiterate my personal appeal for an urgent and concerted international effort to resolve the ongoing tensions in the Middle East, especially in the Holy Land, before such conflicts lead to greater bloodshed.
During the Mass, Pope Benedict embraced the Orthodox Archbishop of Cyprus, Chrysostomus II, who attended the ceremony. The Pope also greeted the many Sri Lankan, Filipino, and other immigrant communities in Cyprus, and the Instrumentum Laboris itself mentions the rise of immigrant communities throughout the Middle East, which is strengthening the Church. The Special Assembly for the Middle East of the Synod of Bishops begins in Rome on October 10th. With the Pope in Nicosia, I'm Charles Collins.